Kribos, a good morning. Today's daf is Sota Daf Yud Beis, and we are continuing here with the Inyan Dioma, the Agadatas and Sota about Yitzias Mitzrayim. We had left off with a mention of and a discussion of the Mialdos, and we're continuing with that today, and then we'll get into more of this stuff. That some of it definitely should be familiar to you. So let's with that intro, right? With the four, five, or six lines up on Aleph and Beis. Oh, that's right. That's what I want to say. Also, that our shir and our learning should be schus, or for shlema for all those who have been injured in terrorist attacks, and the nishmas for all those who have been murdered in terrorist attacks. Unfortunately, there's been too many of those in recent days. So mitzvah neshama shav aliyah, and all the psuim should have a refu shlema. Puzzle, we're like five, six lines up here, or one, two, three, four, five, six, seven lines up here. Vayihi ki aru hamiyaldos is Elohim. Vayas lahem batim. Right? Yochavid and Miriam were Yerushalayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made for them, and as reward for not obviously killing the firstborn boys, made for them houses. Rav Shmuel, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what does that mean? Chadam or Bati Kuna v'Leviya, v'Chadam or Bati Malchus. Right? Well, either the Kuna and Leviya, the Kohen and Levi, right? Bati Kohanim and Leviim, or are kings. According to the one who says that it's the Kohen and Levi's Aaron and Moshe. That's referring to Aaron and Moshe. And then David. It's talking about David, base David. Where do you get base David? Base David was from Yehuda. Right, so Nami Miriam Kaasi, David is also came from Miriam. Because the pasuk says, "Vatamas Azuva Eishes Kalev." Right, Vayikachlo Kalev is Ephras, Vatelelo is Chur. Right, Chur is Ephras is a reference to Miriam, as you see in a second. Uksev David ben Ish Ephrati. Right, and he was the son of Ephrati, meaning obviously David wasn't from what's it called? Ephrati is a reference to Miriam, which we're going to talk about in a second. And we'll see that Miriam originally was sick, and then Kalev married her, etc. Well, we're going to get into it right now after the two dots. But that Ephrati is not a lashon of from Ephrat, but it means that he was descended from Miriam. So the Kalev, okay. So now Viter. The Kalev ben Chetzron holy to Zuva. Well, I guess we should kind of give a little preface to this. In Divrei Yomim. The psukim are not necessarily kamashmo, right? The psukim talk about this guy married that woman, he had this kid, these kids, that those kids. So very often, right, obviously in the Chumash, right, that we take that literally, that, you know, Avram had Yitzchak and Esav and the Shvatim, etc., and all the lineage and the genealogy, etc. But in the Divrei Yomim, right, very often, many of these names are really referring to the same person. Even if it says that they married them, even if it says that they had children by them, right, very often it's just all allusions, right, to this, either the same person or the same wife or whatever it is, right, that they're kind of like along the same lines. So basically, exactly that is what we're going to get into right now. So says the Gemara here, Bekalim ben Chetzor holy to Sazuva, Isha ves Yirios ve'ilu banea Yesher ve'shevav v'ardon ben Chetzron ben v'ardon. I'm sorry, v'ardon. Kama. Now that's talking about Kalev. Right? Kalev. The first thing we can analyze is Kalev ben Chetzron. What do you mean? Kalev was obviously, as you probably know, is Kalev ben Yefuna. What's Kalev ben Chetzron? Right, ben Yefuna. Who? Right, he was Yefuna's son. So really, his father's name was Chetzron. But ben Shapunov me'atzas har meraglim. He's called ben Yefuna because he turned from the advice of the meraglim. I ve'akadi ben Kenaz, but wasn't Kalev ben Kenaz? The pasuk says ve'ilkada Otniel ben Kenaz achi Kalev. That Otniel ben Kenaz, right, one of the shoftim, right, was Kalev's brother. So it must be that his father was named Kenaz. So Morava, no, Chorgo de Kenaz Hava. He was a son of. So Chorgo is a stepson. Right? I mean that, meaning it's his. Kenaz married the Kalev's mother, right, and that's why. And therefore, Otniel was his stepbrother, and therefore, Otniel was his stepbrother. And that's again, that's like they could have different fathers, right? And obviously, and still sort of be right related, right? Achi Kalev. Okay, good. Not good. Almost done. Right. Take a mean, that also makes sense because dichtiv, because the pasuk says Hakanizi that Kalev was Kalev ben Yefuna. Right, Hakanizi, that pasuk is not in Chumash, isn't it? Yeah, it's in Yoshua. So a Kenizi meaning doesn't imply that he was Ben Knaz, right? Kenizi means, like we said before, like David was Ephrati, meaning he's kind of like from, or related to, or right, connected to in some way. So therefore, Shema Minah, right, that tells us that wasn't actually right, his father. Okay, Azuva, who's that? So Zumirian, that's a reference to Miriam. Now, again, just to be clarified, it says, holy it is Azuba. The Pasuk says he gave birth to Azuba. It doesn't really what it means. The Gemara is going to darshan and kind of explain what that means. But as you see, the language here in Dibra Yamim is different than the rest of rest of Tanakh. So Azuva is a reference to Miriam. V'lamener kishma Azuva shakol Azuva mitchilosa. That originally everybody left her at the beginning, right, basically that she was sick. Right, if you look at Rashi, she mitchila cholanis haisa. Originally, when Miriam was born, she was sick, and therefore she wasn't. She was as white as a ghost, white as the urios, and people wouldn't marry her. So Kalev, right, married her right afterwards. And then that's the Gemara Darshans, right? Holy, it says he gave birth. Pasuk says he gave birth to her. V'lo minsa of Hava, Hava nasa v'lo, right? I thought he married her. Samar B'yochanan, kalanose isha, l'shem shemayim, ma'ala l'akos of kilu yoda. Yeah, anybody who marries a woman, l'shem shemayim, it's as if he gave birth to her, right? Again, as if he, kind of, if you build a bais neman, right, with that in mind, right? Now, I guess, gave birth to her, it's kind of a strange phrase, but it means that he built a bais neman, right, to have children, have future generations, etc. Urios shayu panah domin leurios. Again, urios is a reference to the fact that her face was like the urios, right? She was so white, she was so sickly. Ve'ela banah, right, and these were her sons. Al tigri banah ela bonah, really, not the things she... the things that she had, not her children, but meaning that what built her up, meaning it's a reference to Kalev, right? Those three names that they gave birth to, right, that he married, that he gave birth to Azuva and then had more children, those are really just references not to Kalev's children, but to Kalev himself. Right? Yesher, she Yesher is Asma, right? He made himself Yesher, right? Yesher, how do you translate Yesher? Person is Yesher. I don't know. He's straight, I don't know, honest, etc. Shovev, Sheshivev is Yitzro. But he overcame his Yetzer Hara by the Meraglim. V'ardon sherodah es Yitzro, and again he removed, where he kind of like ran after her, he channeled and conquered his Yetzer Hara. V'gid Arme, some people say, Al shayu paneh domen leveret, that actually, that the V'ardon is that Miriam ended up, right, they started out, white as a, not white as a ghost, but white as the Rios, and ended up, like a rose, right? And again, that therefore va'ardon, right? That's a reference to that. Okay, fine. Ula ashchur avi tekoa hayu shtei nashim, right? Chela v'nara, right? Ashchur had two wives, Chela v'nara. Ashchur is a kalev. It's also a reference to kalev. Another pasuk about that. Right? V'lama nikra shmo ashchur. Why do they call him that? Shehushkuru pano b'tanios, because his face became blackened and gaunt and thin because of his fasts. Right, again, a lot of fasts avoid, so Akosh Baruch Hu Rach Bemanim, and he'd be able to overcome, right, the Meraglim. Avi, when he was, I mean, Avi Tekoa, so Shenase Lo Ka'av, Tekoa is reference to Miriam, so he became a father, like, to Miriam, because he took care of her when she was sick, and married her when she was sick. Tekoa, Shetaka, is Libo, Lo Avivu Sheshemayim, that he kind of knocked, or Tekoa is like to hammer in, or to fasten, or to like to attach. So to tzaka is libo levina sheshamayim. He attaches his heart to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hayu shtei nashim, nasa Miriam kishtei nashim. Not that he married, not that Kalev married two wives, but Miriam was like two different women. Chala v'nara, right? She, again, that's a reference to chola, right? She was chola, and nara, right? She became healthy. She became like a nara. But lo chala v'nara havei. It wasn't not. It was two different people. Ela b'tchila chala v'sof nara. Originally, she was chola. Right, and then she became Ranara, like a healthy young lady. Uvnei chala tzeres v'tzor v'esnon. And again, there's also, that's a reference, those are not references to Kalev, right? Not that chala had children, but it's references to Miriam herself, right? Tzeres, I'm not sure. Shenaseh tzara l'chavrusa. She became, again, she could be a tzara, we had that in Yevamos, right? She could be a co-wife to anybody, meaning that she was she would have been able to be a co-wife to other people, meaning that people would have wanted to marry her after she got healthy. Tzohar, Shayu Paneh, Domin, the Katsarayim, right? Her face shone like the sun in the afternoon. And Esnan, she called Rose, Omolid Esnan Leishno, right? And anybody who saw her would want to give gifts to his wife, again, because, you know, that she inspired people to be too good to their wives. That's the PG version. Right? Vayitzav Paro Lechol Amo, again, I'm now back to. To Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Paro told everybody, right, Kol Abeni Ora Tashlechu, right, anybody, if you have a son that's born to the Jews, throw him in the water, Amar Rebosi, Rebuchanina, Af Al Amo Gozer. That Paro also, right, every child, right, Vayitzav Paro Lechol Amo, right, he commanded his people also to kill all any boys that were born. Amar Rebosi, Rebuchanina, Shalosh Gzeres Gozer, Batchila, Shalos Gzeres Gozer. Now he made Parah made three decrees, but Chila, and initially he said in Ben Huva Mitano, so he should kill the baby right then and there on the birthing stone, I guess. The Achar Kach call a Ben Yor to Olat Hashichu. Right, and then after that, right, and it changes. Yeah, I have it written on right on top of the in the Gemara. So that's the Bach changes it to Achar Kach, and after that, so is that the Bach? Is that right? Can't find the Bach. Where is? I'm not sure exactly where that is. That oh, it's in Mizrach Shas. Okay, yeah, I take it back. Yeah, Mizrach Shas. Okay, V'acharkach instead of Kuluba. So, okay, fine. Seder. V'acharkach. Call Ben Ayilodi Ali or Tashlichu. Then right, the son, right, any sons, not don't kill him there, but throw him into the water. Ulbasov. And now, finally at the end, right, Afal Amo Gozar. Right, he even decreed it on his own nation. Right, and again, this is already a reference to Amram and Yocheved, right, getting married and having Moshe, etc. Again, right, she quotes this on the Chumash. Leichan Halach, where in the world did Amram go to marry Yocheved? So, interestingly enough, there's one of the Rishonim said that he had to go to another town. I think it's the Sforno, right? He should have to go to another town. I think the Ramban asks, like, why would the Torah tell us this? Right, who cares? Maybe it's Ibn Ezra, because Ramban often comments on the Ibn Ezra, I don't remember. Okay, anyway. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, my bride, business. Shalach ba'atzas bito. Right, he went with the advice of his daughter. Tana with another bride. So Amram gadol ador haya. Amram was the gadol ador, and Kevan she'ra. Didn't ironically enough, I didn't write this one in. Kevan she'gazar paro harasha kol haben hayor hayor. Kol haben hayilod hayor tashlechu. Right, once Paro made his gzera, so Amar, so Amram said, l'shavan olamelim. What's the point? Right, what's the point having children? Paro's going to kill him. So Amar v'gir shishisho, he went and he divorced Yocheved. Amar kula v'gir shishisho, and again, God of the door does something, right? Everybody listens. Everybody got divorced from their wives. They said, what's the point of having children? So Amar lo, bito. So Miriam said to him, Abba, kashig ziras chayotzir mishal paro. Your decree is worse than paro's. Sheparo lo gazar ala zecharim, v'atar gazar ala zecharim v'ala nekevos. Right, again, paro only decreed on the boys, and you're decreeing on the boys and the girls. Paro lo gazer ela b'olam hazev, atab b'olam hazev olam haba. Paro is only killing in this world, and you're not giving anybody a chance to live, right? You're killing in this world and in the next world. Paro harasha safik miskayemes, gzeras of safik eno miskayemes. Right, Paro, who's a Russia, right, is a suffix whether his gzeras will be miskayem. But ata, but you're a tzaddik, and bevadeh she gzeras cha miskayem, so for sure your gzeras are going to come true. Shneimar, the pasuk says, vatigzar omer v'yakom lecha, so the Gemara says, "Amar v'hichzer es yishto." So that's what it means. Vayelchi shem beislevi, right? That Amram got up and he remarried Yocheved, and Amdu kulan v'chzir nes neshusayim, and everybody else got remarried as well. What vayikach vayachzer mibayelei? So the Gemara says, the pasuk says vayikach. Where is that? The vayelchi shem vayikach is baslevi. What does that mean? It should have said if he was remarrying her, it should have said vayachzer that he remarried her. What do you mean vayikach and he took her? So I'm implying that they got married for the first time. I'm Rabbi Shobar Zvina she'asalo ma'isali kuchen. What's that? Ma'isali kuchen. Right? He did a whole ma'isa of marriage. Is this what it means that he did a whole party like the first one? One second, I'm not sure. Because again, the Gemara says that he didn't made a whole party as if he had married her the first time. I can't find the Rashi right now. Okay, fine, Beseder. Yes, correct. Just keep on going in the Gemara. Right, Hoshiva Ba'perion, he sat her in a very fancy throne. And Aaron Miriam Merakti in the Fana. And Aaron and Miriam were dancing in front of her. Malachi Shares Amru, right? Ema Banim Smicha, right? And the angels came down to the party and they said, Ema Banim Smicha, right? So it was a party, right? Just like the first one, right? right? Baruch Hashem, it was a, right? And everybody, right? That's why it says Vayikach. The Simcha and the dancing and the party itself was like a first marriage. As Bas Levi, that's a reference to Yocheved. Efshir Bas Meav, Shloshim Shana, Havi, Bekarli Bas. What do you mean? Do the math. Yocheved is 130 years old. Because she was born, as we're going to do in a second, she was born between the chomos, between the walls, and Moshe was 80 when they left Mitzrayim, right? So when she got remarried to Amram, she must have been 130. So and how could she be called a bas? Then Rabbi Chama Baruch Hanina, Zuyu Chavid, Shoras Baderech V'Leidasa Ben HaChomos, again, as Yocheved was born between the walls of Mitzrayim, right? Because Shemar, the pasuk says, "Asher yalda osa Levi b'Mitzrayim, leidasa b'Mitzrayim, v'inho rasa b'Mitzrayim." Right? Then she was born in Mitzrayim, but her conception was not in Mitzrayim. And she—that's you know—when the pasuk says that there were 70 people who came down to Mitzrayim, right? It only lists off 69, right? Famous Chazal that the 70th was born between the walls, and that was Yocheved. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. She nolded the basimani naris. No, she kind of became young again, right? Just like if you remember, it's a similar Chazal by Sarah, right? That her menstruation came back, etc. So Yocheved became young again when she got remarried. Vatara isha vatei lebein. Right, she became pregnant and she gave birth to a son. Vahavas mi avra be tosa yarche meikara. And she was meaning she was already pregnant. Meaning it says afterwards that meaning that vatar vatei lebein meant that she became pregnant and then she had a kid, but she was already pregnant 3 months before, as you'll see in a second. But Amar Vida bar Zvina makish ledasa lahorasa, and the Torah is comparing the two, that the birth was just like the conception. Mahorasa shel b'tzar av ledasa shel b'tzar. Both neither of them were with any pain. Mikan she nashim la nashim sitkani al shelo hayu psikta or piska shel chava. We see that righteous women were not didn't have any of the curse of childbirth, of the pain of childbirth. One second, hold on. Okay, right, so Vayetero Zoki Tovu, and she saw that he was Tov, that Moshe was Tov, right, Tanya, when did the number, I said, Rabbi Meir, Omer Tov Shemo, really, that was his name, and Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Tovia Shemo, his name was Tovia, Rabbi Nechemia Omer, right, that means Hagon Lenevius, he was prepared for, to be a Navi, Acherim Omerim Nolik Shemo, that he was born with a bris, B'chachamim Omerim, and B'chachamim say, B'shash Nolik Moshe, Nismalei Habayez Kulo Or, why the entire house is filled with light? Because, right, Tov, what's Tov? Ksivacha v'tera zogi Tovu. Ksivasam v'yar Elokim, right, Esa or ki Tov. Okay, now, what is this 3 months before? And v'tetzmenei v'shlosha yirachim. Right, she hid him for 3 months. V'delomano mitzrim elamisha dehadra. Because the mitzrim were counting from when Amram remarried Yocheved. V'yavaz mi'abra l'bei tlasi yirachay me'ikara. But she was already pregnant with him. Meaning after the party, meaning that obviously that's not, meaning that she was obviously they had been halakhically married beforehand. Now it's a little bit different. This is the way, basically what we're going to say is that they counted for 9 months and she gave birth right after 6 months, right after getting remarried. And that's why, let's just read it and then we'll explain how this is slightly different than Rashi on the Chumash. Right, so v'hi havas mi'abra be'i tlasa yarecha mi'ikara. Right, okay, that's what we said. V'lo yachla od hatzpino. She couldn't hide him anymore. Amai tismin av atezel. Why not? So ela kol hecha da'ave shmi'a mitzri d'mizyali yinuka mamtu yinuka hosam. Oh, I guess that's not what we're going to mention. Okay, well, I guess we'll just explain here and then we'll go right there. That basically Yocheved gave birth at 6 months, and she had 3 months to hide him. After 9 months, right, then the count was up, and basically the Mitzrayim were going to come get him. Now here it says that she carried, it seems to imply that she carried full term, that she carried 9 months. I mean, she was just pregnant 3 months before they had the whole party for the marriage. And Rashi and the Chumash says that no, that she gave birth after 6 months. I mean, she gave birth early. I'm not sure if there's any real enough Kamina, but anyway, that's how it slightly varies slightly from Rashi and the Chumash. Anyway, so the Gemara says why couldn't she hide him after that? I mean, after 9 months. So rather, Ela kol hicha dehavi shami mitzri d'mizyal ninuka mamtu yinuka hasam ki hicha d'yishmenu umave. That the way the Egyptians would kind of find out where a baby was hiding is that after they knew that a woman had, right, they counted 9 months and they knew a woman was about to give birth, so they bring an Egyptian baby there, and the Egyptian baby, they'd smack the Egyptian baby would cry, and then, as I'm sure you know, right, when one baby cries, it's very common for another baby to cry as well, and that's how they would find the other baby. The Chiv says, and that is a reference to how they used to get the children, right, to cry out. I'm not sure how though, but I'm not gonna look it up right now. V'dikakol tevas goma. She took this basket. My shina goma. Why was it goma? This reed basket. Amar Rabbi Elazar mikan tzadikim shemamun umchavim malayim yos shemigufan. Here the Chazal, you see that tzadikim are very very concerned about their money, and it was cheaper. It's cheaper to buy a reed basket then a, I don't know, a wood or a, like a, not metal, but I guess a wood basket. And just agav, why is it? Right, we find this is a couple places in Chazal, right? Just the famous one that comes to mind is the Pachim Ketanim that Yaakov went back right before he fought the Sar Shalesav, right? One Chazal says he went back to get the Pachim Ketanim, right? The small jugs. And the Shaila is, it's just a couple of pennies, just a couple of prutos. Why are Chazal so concerned? Why were the Tzadikim so concerned with monetary possessions? It seems against everything. But if you understand that monetary possessions are all gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us exactly what we need, and not any more, not any less, right, for us to accomplish and to be successful. So you realize that everything Hashem gives you is a gift, and you come to appreciate every little thing that Hashem gives you. Right? And if you didn't need it, He wouldn't have given it to you. So again, when if they were able theoretically to buy a cheaper basket, right? So again, so their money is precious to them, and the parnasa that they have is precious to them. Now, obviously, it's a little bit different. They're in Mitzrayim, whatever. Okay, but that's the shmooze. In terms of why tzaddikim, mamonim chaviv valeim, right? Even yoser migufam. That obviously doesn't mean that they care about their lives less. Obviously, if you're dealing with a pikuach nefesh situation, it doesn't mean they would take the money over a life. Right? That's not. It just means that they're basically that they would are willing to. They're willing to kind of sacrifice and live less comfortable lives in order to keep the stuff that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them. Okay. Kol kach lama, the feature in poshin yideim begezel, right? Really, they didn't want to steal anything, right? Again, the Gemara says they didn't want to steal anything and need more money. And all the money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them, right, is near and dear to them. And they don't want to come to have to chas shalom think about stealing for panos. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, davar rach, really, it wasn't cheaper, it was better, it was softer. Rashiach alamim b'fnei davar kasha, that would might help if it bumped into something hard or something soft, but again, it was more durable on the Nile. V'takmer b'chamer v'gafes, right, she smeared it with tar, and pottery and clay, right? It was soft. It was clay on the inside, and tar on the outside. So Moshe should not smell the bad smell. Wasn't actually Yamsuf. It was Agam. It was just some sort of swamp, right? It wasn't Yamsuf proper, right? From Kriyas Yamsuf fame. Right, a little bit less dramatic there, right? But that's, yeah, it's Mochus in the Gemara. Kedek Stiv, because the Pazik says, Kanev Asuf Kamalu. Vateri Basparo Luchotz Al Hayor. Basparo went down to wash by the Nile. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishon Rabbi Shon Bar Yochai. Ma'amish Yarda Luchotz Mikilule Aviha. Right, when she went to wash herself from the Avodah Zara, if you look at Rashi, Litbol Shom L'Shem Geiris, in order to convert, exactly what their type of conversion was before Matan Torah is a good shayla and is dealt with, you know, by the Achronim, etc. But we're not going to obviously get into that right now. But okay, so she went down to Bitovel and the mikvah. V'chein hu Omer, and you see that also in Rachat Hashem is Seis Benos Tzion, etc. Or probably Tzoas, right? Probably the okay, fine. V'nayusera Holchos and her servants, her servant women. What do you call that? Serve women? I don't know. Whatever. Or walking with her. Right? They were bad things were about to happen to them. You have the word halicha by death, and that sure enough was going to happen to them. And she saw Moshe's boat there. Kevin the chazu, the bow. Yeah, Bach changes it to. To Baas, okay, fine. La'atzula the Moshe, and once she saw that the one meaning, because one of the one once the servants saw that Basparo was going to save the baby, Amrullah, they said to her, Givirtenu, min hakosh alulam melech basar vadam gozer gzeira, im kolam kulo in mekayim menosa, banov v'pnei v'etzu mekayim menosa. When a normal king, or a human king makes a gzeira, even if the rest of the world doesn't do it, still the children. Right, the people in the household of the king, right, the Bnei Beso, right, certainly people in the palace will keep the decree. But you, over Gzeres Avicha, right, you or Avich, right, you are violating this Gzer of your father, right, to throw all the Jewish. Right, they knew it was Jewish, right, that was obvious, right. Again, at the time of persecution, no Mitzrayim are putting in the Yamsuf. So you're not keeping your father's gzera. So but Gavriel v'chavta makarga. Sure enough, Gavriel came and that was the end of that. And therefore, and Bas Paro had no more servants. But she stretched out her ama and she took the basket. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia, Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia, Chad Amar Yadav, Chad Amar Shivchasa. One said it was her hand, and one says it was her servant. It was her the woman she brought with her. Mad Amar Yada, according to the one who says it was her hand, Dichtiv Amasak. It says an ama, right? An ama, we know, is the length of a person's arm, more or less. Mad Amar Shivchasa, made it look Siv Yada. For the fact it didn't say her hand, it must mean that it's talking about her servant. Ah, Mad Amar Shivchasa, Hamar the Bagavriel, the Chata Makarka, where does she have any servants left, according to that opinion, because Gavriel killed them all. So, okay, so the Shari Lechada, Gavriel left one alive, the Lav Orche, the Bas Melech, Mekam Lechuda, because it wasn't appropriate for a princess, right, not to have anybody attending to her. According to the one who says that it was her hand, so why didn't the Torah just say it was her hand? So, Kamash Malan, Ishtarabe, very famous Gemara, Ishtarabe, Ishtarabuve, that her arm, that her extended far to go get the basket, because they said that so too are you find by the hand of Bas Paro, and you find that also by the teeth of the Rasha, and that's a reference to Og, where that Og, you know, kind of we tried to hold the mountain over Am Yisrael to kill them, and the mountain fell around his head, and his teeth grew so that he couldn't get the mountain out of his head. His teeth grew into the mountain. That you broke the teeth of Rishayim. Not that you broke them, but that you extended them and that you made them grow long. That the right Og would kind of have this mountain stuck on his head, right? And then that's how Moshe would kill him. Now, just to clarify, what's v'chein? What's so too? Right, that's not a typo, right? And so too you find by Bas Paro, and so too you find by Og. Well, what are we talking about over there? So that's actually not so long ago. We had a story of Achashverosh. Right, Achashverosh extended his scepter to Esther, and Chazal say over there that Gemara says that it also extended, with a nace that kind of stretched out to Esther, to where she was standing, even though she was at the far edge of the throne room. So too, right, you find by Bas Paro, and you also find by Og and his teeth. Vatiftach v'tereo zalei hayeled, Bas Paro saw Moshe, v'tereo mi bo'elei. What do you mean, v'tir ehu es hayeled? I should have said v'tereo es hayeled, right? I even said that when I was reading it. Am Rabbi Yosi bar Bechanina, she rotsa shechina imo. She saw the shechina with Moshe Rabbeinu. Actually, v'tir ehu, she saw him with Es HaYeled, with the Yeled, and referring to Kosh Baruch Hu, somehow she sensed the Shechina with Moshe. V'ni Nar Bocha, there was a Nar crying. Kari Le Yeled, V'kari Le Nar. What's the deal? Is Moshe a Yeled, or a Nar, or whatever? So Tana within the Raisa, who Yeled V'karu, V'kolo Kanar. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that he was a baby, but his voice, the cry, was like a nar. Amalo Rabbi Nechemia and Cain, Asisa the Moshe Rabbeinu Balmum. Rabbi Nechemia says, what do you mean? Then he was probably a really weird dude, right? If he was a baby, but he had a deep voice already, right? That's and also more than he's a Balmum, right? He was not able to serve in Beis Hamikdash, right? That would be making he's not able to serve in the Mishkan. Ella rather Malamisha also lo imo chupos na'arim bateva. That Moshe really Yocheved made Moshe a chuppah, right? Because Amra Shem lo eska lechuposo, meaning that I guess that was to kind of symbolize Mitzvah Shem as a tefillah, almost maybe that when he became a nar, he would become he would get married because Yocheved wasn't sure if she was going to actually get Zocha to see his wedding. Ironically enough, she didn't, right? He got married in Midian. Right? Okay, fine. Vatachmol alav vatomer miyaldei ha'ivrim zeh. She had mercy on him. She said, oh, he's Jewish. Mino yoda, had she knows. I'm Rabbi Rosi. Berbechanina sharasa sha'o moho. Sharasa oso moho. She saw that he had a bris, as we said. He was one of the opinions here that he was born, Moshe Rabbeinu was born with a bris. What's that? Right, mi aldei hevrim zeh. It's Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right, milame shenisnava shelo midaita. Right, she apparently she was prophesizing, right, without realizing. Right, zeh no fel vein achar no fel, meaning that this one is the last one, the last Jewish baby boy, right, to go, to be thrown into the river. Vayna dam Rabbi Elazar, this is what Rabbi Elazar said. What does it mean when the Pasuk says, v'chamru aleichem, Jirshu el ha'avot ve'el ha'yadonim ha'matach tzofim v'mahagim. What does that mean? Tzofim ve'inam yodim ha'tzofim. Because people, right, kind of talk and they don't know, or they see really, probably more accurate, and they see, they don't realize what they see. Magim, and they speak, ve'inam yodim ha'magim, they don't realize what they're saying. Right? Rosh and Moshian shal Yisrael b'mayim u'loka. Again, this is already a famous chazal, Rashi, on the Chumash. Right? The Chartumim saw that Moshian shal Yisrael, right, the leader of the Jewish people, is going to end up getting messed up by water. That's how Paro got to the point, right, to throw all the Jewish boys into the river. But once Moshe was thrown into the river, even though he was alive, right, because he was in our basket, so Amruz the Chartumim said, "Tu lo chazina," right? We don't see that anymore. Ki ahu simana, that this is, we don't see this simana anymore. I mean, they must have killed him already. So therefore, butlu gzeirasahu, right? So they got rid of the gzeira. V'him inan yodim she'al meim rivahu loke. But Paro and the Chartumim didn't realize that it wasn't obviously the water of the Nile, right, that they were foreseeing. Right, they weren't foreseeing necessarily inaccurately, but they saw that Moshe, his downfall would be through water, i.e. not the Nile, but the main Meriva, or when Bnei Yisrael, right, asked for water, and he hit the rock instead of speaking to it, and that would be his downfall. Finally, the Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, my dechtiv, what does it mean? The pasuk says, Hema meim riva sharavu, right? Hema sharo tzadnige paro vito, right? I mean, this is Hema, right? These are the meim riva, right? Where do you get that from? Right? The pasuk says that, right, at the end of the whole story. These are the meim riva, right? The famous meim riva, as if we have heard of them already, right? Again, it's telling us the story for the first time in Parsha Chukas, I want to say. So why would it say these are the meim riva that we knew about? So that's what we've been talking about, right? That's what we mentioned, right? That they saw these waters and they made a mistake about them originally. Finally, to come to Moshe, this is what Moshe said, Shesh Me'os Elef Ragli, that's 600,000 people. Again, he's talking about Am Yisrael, Amalehem Moshe Yisrael, Bishvili, Nitzaltim Kulchem, right? I was the one who saved all of you, meaning that I was the last one, right? The last baby to be thrown into the river. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa Amar, Oso Yom Esrim Ve'echa Benisim Haya. What day was that Moshe went into the water? And then Bas Paro found her, etc. It was the 21st of Nisan. That is, if you're doing quick math in your head, Shvi Shal Pesach, which is coming up in 2 days. Right? Amru Malchei Sharis Lefnei Gosh Baruch Hu. Right? The angel said, Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? Mish Osid Lomar Shira Alayam. Right? Bayom Zeh Yilka Bayom Zeh. So he said, how, right, the angels complained to Gosh Baruch Hu, how could someone who's going to end up saying Shira Alayam, right, on this day, right, and end up getting, right, killed on this day? Right? Again, obviously, the first day Moshe was a baby, right? 8 years later, Bnei Yisrael said Shir Sayam, right, when they left the Mitzrayim. Rabbi Akiva bar Chanina, Amar, he says, not exactly. Also, Yom Shisha ben Nisan Haya, the day that Bas Paro found Moshe was the 6th of Nisan. And therefore, it happened a little differently. Amar Maralcha Yesharis Lefnei Gosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mi She Asid the Kabbal Torah, Marasina Bayom Zeh, Yilka Bayom Zeh. Really, that the Shustil was that the Bnei Moshe eventually was supposed to get the Torah on that day. How could you kill him? How could he get messed over and drown on that day? So Bishlam Alamad Amr Shishim, so Gemara just really points out that Bishlam Alamad Amr Shishim and Isam Mishkachas Lotlas Yerche. When was Moshe born? Right, Moshe was born and died, we know, on Zion Adar. So how could you tell me, right, we said before, right, that Yocheved hit him for 3 months and then put him in the Nile? Well, it makes sense that if you Cheshbon 3 months-ish, right, it's almost to the day, right, Zion Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. That's the 6th of Sivan, right? That's perfect. That's 3 months later, right? That's when Moshe couldn't be hidden anymore. Damar Mar, B'Sheva Ba'adar Meis, B'Sheva Ba'adar Nolad Moshe, right? That's when we know that Moshe was born and died on the 7th of Adar. That's the whole thing with Haman, etc. And B'Sheva Ba'adar V'Ashisha B'Nisan, Tlasi Yarchi, that's 3 months, right? So that works out that Yocheved could hide him. Elamad Damar B'Esher V'Echa B'Nisan, what do you mean? If it was the 21st of Nisan, right, that's a month and a half. Right, that's literally a month and a half. So how does that work? So Gemara says, Osa Shanamu Beresaisa. That year was a leap year. Okay, but you're still kind of missing, right? Again, Zayin Adar to Chaf Aleph Nisan. Even if you add a month in between, right, you still only get the 3 months. So Gemara just says, yeah, Rubo Shal Rishon, Rubo Shal Achon, Vim Sai Shalim. Right, most of the first month, most of the last month. Right, again, not exactly mixed Sam Kikulo, but all right, close enough. Right, most of the first month, most of the last month, and then the entire middle month. And that's close enough. V'tomer achozo el basparo ha'elech v'karasi lach isha menekes min ha'ivrios. Miriam offered basparo to get a nurse for Moshe, a Jewish nurse. Ma'i shenana me'ivrios, who cares? Why does that matter? So again, well-known chazal, they teach the kids in elementary school, I think. That Moshe wouldn't nurse from an Egyptian baby, from an Egyptian mother. So Amar said, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, "Shaasi ledaber mashchina yina kmitaber tame." Right, a mouth that's eventually going to talk to the Shechina, right? He's going to nurse from this treif. Again, obviously, if it's life and death, it's technically mutter. But for it, you know, for the baby to drink something that's tame, right? The Egyptian women ate all this type of treifus. Right? Obviously, the food that the woman consumes goes into her milk, so it's not appropriate for Moshe Rabbeinu to be eating treif, or to be nursing from treif. I know this one in the pasuk says, "Es mi yoredea, l'mi yoredea, l'mi yavin shmua." Who understands yoredea to understand and kind of teach the dea things he knows, and yavin shmua to understand what he hears. The gemule mechala v'latike mishadayim. Right, from those who were removed from women's milk, meaning from who did Moshe give, who did Hashem give the Torah to Moshe, right? Who had kind of removed themselves from treif milk, and only nursed from a Jewish woman. A tiny bit more. The Gemara is going to continue with this kind of drasha until the next, until you go with an Aleph. All right, we'll call it here, and then we'll go right to the Halei Gishas tomorrow. Have a great day and night, depending on when you're listening to this. A good moed, and b'sores to us.